What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi. You guys listening to episode 507. How the hell is everybody doing? I hope everybody had a good time in between shows. Right off the top, I want to thank everybody who's listening to the Verzi Effect. I want to thank everybody who jumped on and our new subscribers. And of course, I want to thank everybody who have been Verzi Effectors from day one or on board for a really long time when we were only doing this show audio before the shit hit the fan. And I adapted, folks, because it's either you adapt or you die. But truly want to thank all you guys for listening, tuning in. Please like and subscribe and get the Verzi Effect everywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all things comedy, and you know, all that good stuff everywhere you get podcasts. I have a lot of people listening now, people that did not know me that listen to the Anything Better podcast with myself and my co-host Bill Burr. Bill and I have talked about doing that podcast for a long time. That podcast doing awesome. We talk sports, all types of shit. Of course, he has his Monday morning podcast, and I talk my shit here on the Verzi Effect. A lot of shit to talk about. I'm going to tell a story now on this show that I don't know where the funny is going to come in. Okay. I will tell you guys this. If you know me and you've knew what happened to me in the past, you know, my mental state, you know, you have to first admit that you are mentally ill. I'm a mentally ill person. But a lot of people are afraid to say they're mentally ill or have a mental illness because it sounds like, let's be honest, when you hear mental illness, you think of somebody in a fucking rubber room with a helmet punching their own dick, or at least I do. And I know that's a weird visual. I don't know why I think that, but people always think mental illness is somebody, you know, eating Jell-O at 4 o'clock playing cards and then gets a shot in their neck to go to sleep at night and shit, and they're in like a cage or something. Many of us are mentally ill. My mental illness never goes on to anybody else. I internalize it and I hurt myself. And I beat myself up and I get myself sick. So I don't know where the funny will come with this story, but I will tell you a story. This will be a good story. It is a scary story. It sucks, but it's something that I decided to share with my listeners. And, you know, I appreciate you guys. And you guys have been along for the ride. You guys are starting to know me more from, you know, online shit and online clips and podcasts and stuff and being a guest on podcasts. So I figured, you know what, let me share this with you guys. And like I said, the old and new listeners will hopefully both equally like this, but the old ones will really know, you know, what this, something like this can do to me. So I suffer from anxiety, depression, OCD. My first anxiety came when I was in the third grade. So this happened to me very, very young. I was a third grader sitting on the couch. I had my first panic attack and I my little brain couldn't fucking handle it. I just called my mom in and I was like, my mom explained to me what it was and that it's in our family and all that. But you know, when you're in third grade and shit, that was like, dude, that was like Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me was like the fucking hit at the time. And I was sitting on the couch and I started freaking out. And this has just been something that I've been dealing with and coping with my whole life. And in 2016, I had issues because I talked about this on the Honeydew Ryan Sickler. I talked about where I had some, you know, just physical symptoms of things. And it was all, a lot of things were in my mind. I was convinced I had a brain tumor and all these different things. So anyway, all the lovely stuff we deal with every day. And let me make sure this shit's recording. I'll be broken down crying in 5 minutes and fucking realize I didn't hit the record button. It would have been therapy for myself anyway. But so I have a fucked up back. Okay. I had a herniated disc in my lower back for years, which after 17 years of stretching and dealing with it and all this shit and feeling it down my leg, went for an MRI and it was gone. It went away. So that was great. But I was in a couple of car accidents and I have a disc issue in my neck. So 5 years ago, I got a shot in my neck and it made it better. but I started to get more problems again. 5 years later, I started to feel things in my arms, my shoulder, burning in my neck. And I just felt like, okay, this is back. Let's go get this thing checked out and see what's going on. Okay. This is by far the biggest unacceptable Diversey effect has ever had, maybe. So I, now I know I got your attention. So I go back to the doctor. I say, "Doc, look, man," I said, "my arms are tingling, my fingers, my neck." And he's like, "All right, well, I can't just give you a shot again without taking a look at this thing. Let's go in for an MRI. We'll look at it. We'll see what's going on. And then I'll be able to figure out exactly where to put the injection to give you some pain relief and all that stuff. And, you know, obviously you have to go to physical therapy and do all kinds of shit like that." Okay. So that's what happens. I go get an MRI. I'm in that little fucking tube. I just kept my eyes closed because this tube was even smaller than that. This shit was like, you know, this was fucking small. And I get through it. You know, I guess it was like a half hour, 35 minutes. And now weeks go by and I got to go get an appointment to get this MRI read to me. Okay. So June goes by. It's almost like a month. And I finally get an appointment with the doctor. I finally go for him to read my MRI. I finally want to get a, an appointment for the next shot or whatever. So I go there. He's looking at it. This is all true, what I'm about to say. Nothing exaggerated, nothing to like for dramatics for the podcast, nothing. So he's reading my thing and he goes, "Okay, the disc is a little worse. You have a bone spur there, which causes discomfort. The disc is degenerating, which is causing discomfort. You have arthritis in your neck and your shoulders." And I'm like, "Okay." And then he scrolls down and he goes, "And they found this thing here." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And, wasn't a tumor or anything. He said that they found a very rare spinal condition, a tear in my central spinal cord, which slowly could like fill up with fluid. And, I said, "Well, is this rare?" Is this common? And he says, in 20 years, he's seen it 6 times. So he tells me the name of the condition. He says, "But yours is very, very small. Yours is in the just monitoring stage. Sometimes it does nothing your whole life. Sometimes it can be bad." I write down the condition. I go home like an asshole. I Google it and I realize like that this is a very, very rare spinal condition. 1 in 100,000 people, or like they said, but sometimes it could be wrong because people are walking around with them. So maybe like 2 to 8 people out of 100. That all I needed to know is about 80 people out of a fucking million have this thing. And it fucks with me. And it's fucking with me. And I go on vacation and I'm worried about what I can do. I'm worried about playing with my kids. I'm worried about, you know, the usage of my fucking arms and all kinds of shit, man. And it was really like really, really tough. It's been really tough to deal with this, to think about it, to then not think about it, then have a good time and think about it and realize like, you know, I did read like later on. It can be surgery is very successful. They drain the thing and they fix it and stuff like that. And like, if you got it in the 60s or 70s, you were fucked, but now it's something that they can deal with. And, so I'm just dealing with it and I'm fine. You know, I'm trying to get through. Some days are better than others and everything like that. And then it starts to really bug me. And I'm like, "Fuck, man, this is not like, I got to figure out." And now my neck started hurting more and my shoulder started hurting more. And I did get the shot, the injection of the shot, and that helped a little bit, but now I was still getting some issues. So I'm going, "Wow, this thing is getting bigger. I need another MRI. I got to figure this out." All this shit's going on. Okay. And I'm fucking freaking out. I'm going like, this is like, you know, like never like pity. Never like, oh, you know, but just like, man, like what the, like how many times I got to go for MRIs? Like, you know, like what can and what can I do? Can I exercise? Can I do pushups? Can I fucking run? Can I walk? You know, they were going, oh, it could be the condition, could symptoms could be made worse by sneezing, laughing, coughing. I'm like, oh, so the things that people do every fucking day is gonna, you know, so it gets really like, really kind of gets it hairy. So this is crazy. My good friend, Giannis Pappas, you guys know, great friend, great comic. He comes over to my house and he says, because he has somebody in the family who's a surgeon. And he said he was at a party and the surgeon was there along with the spinal doctor, who's like world renowned. Okay. So he says, give me the MRI. I'll have this guy look at it. This guy, I think I can do that. He does it. They send it to someone, but the guy's on vacation for 2 weeks. And not only is the guy on vacation for 2 weeks, but the guy, gets back and he gets really busy. I go on vacation. So weeks are going by and I'm dealing with this shit and I want this man to see it. And I did get word that if it's small, 99%, you don't have to do anything. But if you have to, surgery is very successful. Sometimes though, the tear can move up towards your brain stem, your brain, and that's fucked up. So like, I was also worried about that because I, you know, you don't want to have a stroke with that. So all this shit's going on, man, fucking with my summer, all of it. So finally they get the disc to him with the image. They get the report to him. Okay. I start looking up who this guy is, and this guy's world renowned. And not only that, he's like one of the top guys in the fucking, like this guy only does the condition that I have. That's all he does. He doesn't do anything else. He specializes in spinal surgery for the condition, the very rare condition that I was told that I had. And days go by and I'm like, Giannis, you hear anything yet? No, nothing. You hear anything yet? No, nothing. You hear anything yet? No, nothing. A whole week. So now a month has gone by. Okay. So there goes fucking August almost. And I get a phone call. And they were like, how you doing? And I go, I'm doing all right. You know, what's going on? And they were like, yeah, you don't have that condition. I said, what? He said, you don't have that condition. What's going on is the disc in your neck is doing something with the spinal cord and it's causing some sort of dilation, whatever. And that's what's there. If the disc gets better, if you get physical therapy or surgery, that thing will go away. But that's not the rare spinal condition that you were told that you had. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I walked in my bedroom and I didn't start crying and shit, but I didn't know my body for the 2 months that I was going, I just didn't know what to do. I was like, what? Like, you know, and I guess radiologists don't want to get it wrong. So if I did have that and they missed it, it's fucked up. So they'll say what they see. I don't know. But this guy is world renowned. They're like flying this guy all over the fucking world to do these things. They said he could spot this from across the room. And I 100% don't have it. I did have something that looked like it, but I don't have it. And I don't know where it's unacceptable, but it's unacceptable somewhere. I don't know if the guy who read me the report, I don't know if the person that printed up the report. So I don't know the technician who, you know, read the MRI, looked at the MRI. I don't know what, but that was really, really tough because when you find out it's a rare fucking thing, you know, if they're like, yeah, do it just like, and it was like, yeah, it wasn't like a big deal in the office. It was like, this is rare. Just keep an eye on it. It could be bad, but as long as you're on top of it, but it's like a spinal thing, dude, it's like spinal fucking surgery. So that's what really fucked with me. And it was tough, dude. I'm not going to lie. It kind of put me in a place I didn't want to be in. And it was like, man, like of all people, you know, like, you know, I have, you know, it was just really bad timing. It was really shitty. I'm sitting there like going for walks on the beach going like, am I going to be able to, you know, I don't know. This is a spinal thing. I mean, listen, it's not pity. Like, people get things. Anything can happen to anybody at any time. So it's not pity. It's just like right when I kind of wrap my head around it and we were going to figure it out, I find out that I don't have it. So I guess the point of this and the message to anybody listening to the Verzi Effect right now is, if you get told some shit or you feel like some shit, like, second opinion. We got this thing where, like, doctors are always right, right? They're a doctor. They went to school forever, or a technician or a radiologist. They're always right. They do this. They do this. But you got to talk to other people. You got to try to find good doctors. And I look at it like this. There was a shitty doctor in his class, right? There's the lowest doctor in his class. Like, they fucking hand in their papers and one asshole got like an 81 and all these other fucking doctors that are going to be surgeons got like 97s to 100s, right? That asshole with an 81 still got his degree and he's fucking cutting into people's backs. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, be careful. You know, I don't know if you guys could tell the last couple of months, but I was definitely going through it. Going through it, but pushing through, fighting back on this one, dealing with it, but not cool, man. Not fucking cool. And it was really like, it was just like the first time where I was just going like, wow, like, they're like, I was told that I have something, like, you know, rare, but like in my spine. And just, it was just a really horrible, horrible thing. And I didn't even want to talk about it on the podcast until like I was sure and I found out. But I got a phone call yesterday from somebody that assured me that it is not what I was told that I had, and that they are experts and world renowned and real deal on this position and on this condition, I should say, and that I just don't, and that they know I don't. And it's just so, and everyone's like, doesn't it feel good? And I'm like, yeah, it feels good. But like, I went through some shitty days, and my body and my mind went through some shit. So I don't want to be all down, you know, on the podcast and shit, but I'm going to talk real on the show. I'm sure that's why you guys tune in. You know, I could sit here and talk about how fucking Jake Paul, fucking Tyron Woodley fight was fixed or whatever. That was some shit. I never seen a guy get punched into the ropes and then have nothing happen to him. I never saw a guy get punched and go into the ropes and then get off the hook. I mean, if that wasn't fixed, I don't know what fixed was. Okay. The first round, they barely threw anything. It sounds like they talked about that. All right. My assessment of that was, hey, dude, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get through the first couple rounds. You give me a shot, I'll give you a shot. When you hit me, I'll make it. You know, I think that I even think at the end when he was like, let's run it back, I think that that might be a money grab. I think that that whole thing was fake. I think that that was all staged and all a show. 100%. There's no way that that was real. And by the way, the fighting looked horrible. It looked like two dudes having a fucking pillow fight, swinging their arms on the side. It looked fucking horrible. But, you know, so anyway, that's where I'm at. That's what happened. And it's pretty crazy, guys. It's a pretty crazy thing to have that happen. And I hope that doesn't happen to any of you. I was scared. I mean, I'll admit that I was scared. I was scared more for the, you know, the unknown. I was scared more for the wondering. I was scared more for, oh, if there's a pain in my neck or shoulders and arm, is that thing getting bigger? I was scared, is this going to rip apart destroy my spinal cord? Is it, you know, you're reading things about people that like have really tough goes with it. So, that was like, and then when I find out, I'm like, should I drive a car through that fucking doctor's office that told me this? But then I'm like, wait, it's not his fault. He got the report and just read it to me. So it's not his fault, because it's just a pain. He's just a pain management guy. You know, he's just a pain management guy that looked at it and tried to figure out where to put a fucking needle in my back to make it feel better. But I'm going like, what happened? You know, who, like, and then when the specialist told me that I didn't have it, what they said was they kind of have to, if it looks like something, they may have to just say it for insurance reasons, because they can't be like, oh shit, we missed that. So I'm not mad at anybody. Unacceptable, yes. Okay. Fucking with somebody's spinal cord, right before the 4th of July. That's not real. You know, your dick's going to fall. Listen, your dick's going to fall off. It's rare, but your dick's going to fall. Monitor it. But at some time in the next few years, your dick's going to just fall off. And then all of a sudden, oh, you know what? We miss your dick's fine, dude. Your dick is pull away, plug away. It's like, what? It's like this whole time, I think I don't have a dick anymore. It's a weird comparison. And I know that that's it's, but it's just still, it's still there, you know? So there you go. That's the story. And just get checked and get double checked. I heard something that somebody once was told, somebody that I know was told that they had months to live with a rare disorder, months to live. And the doctor was wrong. That's like going, that's like getting a death sentence in court and going to jail when you didn't do it. It's like, that's the, and those guys don't get out. A lot of them do 20, 30 fucking years. I'm sure people have been put to death that didn't do it. It's just, so it's like getting it wrong when it comes to life shit is you can't get it wrong. You can't get it wrong when it comes to life shit. Life shit is life. Okay. You tell me, hey man, your foot's a little broken. It's going to be fucked up for a while. We're going to, you something like that. That's one thing. Okay. Then you come back. Ah, the foot's not as bad as I thought. You're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I took it easy anyway. That's one thing. You know, you have a tear in your fucking spinal cord. That's fill. I mean, that's like, watch, they get a call next week. Oh, you know what? It was that. Sorry. Hope you haven't been sneezing. And what the fuck does that mean? You can't sneeze? Like, woof, woof, almost lost the arm. Like what? So, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. But I figured, why not share? Why not let everybody know? I've been so fucking honest about other things going on or some things that have happened to me. You know, why not just talk about, you know, mental depression and anxiety and all kinds of shit like that and wrong doctor diagnosis and all that. So, but anyway, that's why the Verzi effect is the shit, because we talk real shit on it. All right. I'm not going to fucking eat something on here. I'm not going to fucking take my clothes off or fucking pull out my, start pissing all over the studio to get some clicks. We're talking real shit over here. a couple of people like, man, come on, just piss in your studio, dude. Yeah, we watched the Jake Paul fight, man. And it was just, you know, it was a snooze fest. It was fixed, guys. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, the Jake Paul Woodley fight was fixed. Okay. There is no way in my mind that somebody, especially like Woodley, who knows what killer instinct in a fight is, especially being in the UFC that long, knowing that when you got somebody flustered on the ropes, that it's time. Now, granted, he probably wanted to grab him and wrestle him. I can't see somebody getting hit like that, thrown into the thing, and then having a professional fighter start missing, and then they start hugging, and then the end was weird, where he's like, let's run it back. And he's like, if you get a tattoo that says this, all right, bet. And they were doing that. That's fake, man. That's fake shit. There's no way you're going to tell me that that's real. When in the history, think about this. When in the history of fighting has anything like the tattoo bet or something like that? I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, and I also think Jake Paul knows now if he fights somebody who could fight, you know, he's like, he's kind of running out of people that don't box, and it's going to have to be a boxer. So he's either going to have to really step back or do another money thing with Woodley and then go off into the sunset. And good on him. If that was fixed and those people are that dumb to fucking buy it, good on him. You know what I mean? It's just millions of people bought that. Good for them. What else can you say? Other than good for them, man, they did it. They fucking did it. So people watched. It was a spectacle. It was a shit show. The one fight was good. That kid from Cleveland, Love, versus that Ivan Russian guy who looked like Ivan Drago with a fucking lion tattoo on his chest. I said it was a bear at first. I go, dude, he's got a bear in his chest. My wife goes, that's a lion, Paul. I think it's a grizzly bear. And then clearly it was a lion and I felt like a dick. But that was the only good fight. All right. The fight with the two women before the main event, that was like just like a chick getting beat but hanging in there. It wasn't fun. And then the Woodley Paul fight was just horrific in my estimation. So I'm just done with that shit. If it's not a professional fighter, like real professional fighter, I'm not doing it anymore. UFC all day, a good real fight, I'll watch it, no problem. I'm not watching TikTok and YouTube stars fight people that like aren't, but I'm just not doing it anymore. Lamar Odom's fighting Rachel Ray or whatever the fuck. I'm not watching that shit anymore. I'm just not watching that. All right. I would watch Ellen get the shit kicked out of her. Like Ellen and like Ellen and Rosie O'Donnell to the death. I'm watching that. Like talk about getting popcorn ready. I would watch Rosie fucking eat her like a fucking drumstick. Like a fucking turkey drumstick by the end of it. Just roast Rosie O'Donnell sitting there, blood around her face, just fucking an Ellen thigh in her mouth. I'd watch that all day. But as far as like trying to make these things serious, I can't, you know, God bless the guy for filling up an arena. But that to me was one of the most ridiculous things. Football picks are going to be on the Anything Better podcast with me or Bill, but I will talk about games. I will talk about players. I will talk about things going on in football on this show. Of course, I just, as far as like the other thing, I can't, you know, we're going to be doing picks and we're going to be doing them through MGM, I believe, or something like that. So we have like a whole deal going on with that. So for the picks, you check out Anything Better, but for Verzi Effect, come back and I will talk about some of the games and all that stuff that we saw. Want to talk about comedy for a minute, stand up a little bit. You know, I was on stage and I was like thinking about that condition that I had on stage, and it was kind of fucking with me because I have neck issues. So my arms hurt and shit. I was weak a little bit, or like not weak, but like mentally I was like, oh shit, there's something going on. So, and you just get through it, man. And the crazy thing was I would have good sets. I'd be having good sets, and then that shit would happen. And it was, so I'm excited to get on stage. I'm actually going on stage tonight. I'll be at the Comedy Cellar, and then I'm going to be in Utah this weekend. I'll do all the plugs, but like, I'm excited to be on stage knowing that I don't have some rare spinal condition, that I know for a fact that I don't have that. I know that I have a messed up, spine on my neck. I know that I have a herniated disc. I know that I have bone spurs. I know that I have arthritis. I know that my neck is jacked up and it needs work and all that. But I know also that I don't have this, knock on wood. Like I said, God forbid, all of a sudden, no, you got it, but we'll work it. I was told even if I did have it, it's not that concerning and I could be okay. But still, to know that, to get that off my fucking plate. After 2 months of worrying, I woke up in the morning and I go, oh, I don't have that. And it felt fucking good. It felt really, really good. So like I said, Utah, I'm coming in to Utah hot. Okay. I will be at Wise Guys Comedy Club. All right. This Friday, 2 shows, this Saturday, 2 shows, September 3rd and 4th. Like I said, come one, come all, Mormons, non-Mormons, Utah jazz players, fucking people in the mountains, people fishing, whatever you do in Utah. Put the fishing pole down, come out, put the fucking, you know, the whatever in your hand down, come out, basketballs, Bibles, whatever, come out. I'm running the hour because I'm shooting my special September 18th at Levity Live in West Nyack, New York, the Palisades Mall, top floor. It's going to be dope. I'll be there all weekend, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. The 15th, I will be at the Punchline in Philadelphia. But this weekend, I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in rare spinal cord condition free, knock on wood from what I was told. So I feel good about that. And, I hope to see you. Last time I was out there, man, Utah is underrated. Salt Lake City, underrated. One of the most beautiful places one of the best comedy clubs, the people that run it, everything. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I hope people come out. Last time I was there, you guys said you were coming back. So let's go. Do good on your word. I'll do good on mine. And then what else? And then obviously the Boston guys, the Wilbur Theater, my first big theater show, headlining the Wilbur October 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great show. I would have already shot the special, so I'm going to be coming in hot. And there you go. You know, I'm going to go get some fucking oysters. I'm going to go to the Union Oyster House, the oldest restaurant in America, down by Faneuil Hall. I'm going to go get some drinks out there, maybe a little after party at the Whiskey, maybe. I don't know. Probably shouldn't have said that on the podcast. But it's going to be a good time over there in Boston. Bring your fucking, get a designated, leave your cat home. So what else? What else is there to, what else is there to say on the Verzi Effect? Did anybody want me to talk about anything? I don't know if anybody wanted me to talk about anything. I'm trying to think of, there were no movies. I know that there were no movies. I didn't see any movies. And the unacceptable was, just that little miss, just that little thing I was told I had that I don't, which is one of the most rarest spinal conditions, 1 out of 100. Yeah, that little thing, that was the unacceptable. And what else? What else is going on? Wasn't there something? Did somebody say something? I feel like somebody asked me to say something on the podcast about something. And I'm trying to think what it was. It was about motivational speeches. I don't know. I'm watching a lot of these because like what happens is, you know, when you go to one thing on your phone or you see one thing on your phone, if you stay on it for a few seconds, right? It knows. Because listen, guys, make no mistake about this. Make zero mistake about this. Your phone is tracking what you do and what you say. Okay. So all these people with, like, you know, that said that the government's going to put chips in us or the vaccine is tracking us or all that. We've been tracked already. Okay. You got Alexa. Like I said, you got a fucking, you got a wire in your house. If you have Alexa, you got a rat in your, look at me. I'm talking into a camera right now to the world. If this could go to the world, if like somebody just saw this and put, like, I'm talking to a camera, you don't think the United States government knows that my phone PIN number on my phone, or the United States doesn't know your, you know, where you are just because of your social security number? Yeah. Now listen, I know that there's different ways to track, but it's no coincidence that when you say something and then all of a sudden the ad is on your phone. So I was watching this motivational speech, and I love some of the motivational guys. Some of the motivational guys just get you. They're like, just keep running. If your knees bust out of your skin, just keep running. Just bleed and keep running. If you die there, you were meant to die there, but you keep, like, and you're just like, whoa. But then all of a sudden, then they keep going with guys. You know, they're like, you got one life. You got one shot. I'm like, okay. And then another guy is like, you know, no one else is going to believe. Why don't you believe? If they're going to believe, you believe. And it's like, I get that. But like, I like the ones where it's like somebody really tells what happened with them. You know, like when a guy says, like, I was laying in a mountain, fucking leg broken, freezing, nobody there with me. I thought I was going to freeze and die. And then my brain told myself to get up and limp fucking down. I almost died. I got to an end. Like shit like that, I'll listen to because it really happened. But if it's just some guy in a suit going, you know what you got to do? You got to believe that you are. And I'm like, it's like, am I in the military or am I in home in boxer briefs looking at my fucking iPhone while a guy is yelling at it, telling me to do something? I got fucking milk on my chin from the cereal I'm eating. I'm not running till anything fucking bleeds. Okay. I'm not running. They need fat motivational speakers. Just a dude who made it by not doing any of that fucking shit. Just a dude who's like, look, man, I've been drinking Mountain Dew, eating Twizzlers and beef jerky for 15 years. And one day during my fat, disgusting, gluttonous days, I came across this good idea. It worked. And I'm a fucking millionaire. And you know what? I'm still sitting here drinking Mountain Dew, eating Twizzlers, okay, eating beef jerky. I don't give a shit. So you could take that motivational speech and shove it up your ass. Okay. I did it the fucking fat and lazy way. Oh shit. Lazy motivational speakers would be hilarious, dude. Yeah, I didn't feel like getting up. I just didn't feel I was gonna get up, and then I just didn't feel like it. Then I was like, nah, not gonna. All right, guys. Well, I don't know how much time I've been doing here. You guys are the best. Hope to see you guys at a show. For all other dates too, go to paulverzi.com. Like I said, Salt Lake City this weekend. I think me, Bill Burr, Joe Bartnick will be in Penn State. I think I'm doing something with that the next weekend. The 15th, Philadelphia Punchline, get tickets to that. Only one show. I'm running the hour. And then the 16th, 17th, and 18th, Levity Live, the 18th being the special taping, get tickets for that. They're going to sell out. I think there's we're doing it in less than a month. Tickets are going. So, the Saturday tickets, there's probably, you know, I would get on that now. The Boston Wilbur, October 22nd, guys. You guys are the best. Thank you, guys. This has been TVE 507. Like I said, check out Anything Better podcast with myself and Bill Burr. Please like, subscribe my YouTube channel, guys. I got a YouTube channel. It's got videos. It's got all the episodes of TVE since I've been doing video. It's got stand-up clips, a bunch of shit on there. So check all that stuff out. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, I am out of here. All love.